So let's talk about you from another perspective. Since we began as a collective 8 years ago, we have been on a fast-paced vertical ascent. To an extent, we have been focused only on a narrow band of who we are. We are now being asked to broaden our awareness and perception. In the conference, we talked about our unified field moving in a toroidal form. So let's look at this torus one more time. We now know that we are in the center of this 360-degree field, right? And this field is always shifting, always moving. It's turning in, moving in, shifting, and spinning. But for the most part, we have been focused on what is directly in front of us in a narrow field. We are now asked to begin to place our awareness on what exists in the depths of this toroidal field. What exists that has been sitting in our unawareness? So we are now being asked to stretch our awareness to fully embrace the fullness of the 360-degree field of light. We have awareness of ourselves in that fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional frequencies. With our now having moved into that fifth dimensional state of consciousness, we will now have access to deeper levels of that fifth, sixth, and seventh dimension. So if we go back to the torus and we look at the colors. So let me get this straight. So we all know what our primary color and sound codes are. And we're influenced by those codes, whether we're conscious of it or not. So let's say that your primary color code is in this orange to yellow range. So that's the primary influence on you and how you view what goes on around you. So let's say you have a situation that you have not been able to change or solve in some way, but you get so focused on looking at it through the perspective of what you have always known. So what happens now if with your awareness and that you have availability of everything that exists in 360 degrees, say, what if now I change this and I'm going to look at this situation through this blue and green color codes and frequencies? Do you think that might give you another perspective? So these colors and sound codes, they affect all of our unified field, the entirety of it. Now, these codes, of course, are non-physical. They're inaudible. They're etheric codes that our rational mind cannot process. So all of the things we have been discussing and so much more are occurring at all times in our fields. This is a massive amount of frequencies and movement that is always influencing and affecting us. So with your awareness on these many facets that are you, the question then becomes, in any given moment, with all of these massive frequencies, energetics, and streams of consciousness available, where are you presenting yourself from? So we will repeat and revisit many of these things we have just covered. often until they become firmly seated in our conscious awareness. So take a breath. There is more. Now return your attention to where you are in this temple of light. Consciously match and become coherent with the refined frequencies that this beautiful temple of light radiates. Become aware of where things are within the chamber from your current perspective. Remind yourself that you are one with the Council of 12. And that you are now sitting in council with all the non-physical beings of this council. Now we will talk about communications and sounds. Now that you have a better understanding of the multiplicity of yourself, prepare to be stretched even more. The non-physical members of the council, in this very moment, are assisting us in understanding that how we receive their energy signature and how we receive information is changing. No longer will the council use the word channels. Instead, the description will be transmissions, communications, translations, messages, or simply sharing energetic information. Since we are all members of the council, information is no longer channeled. It is brought forth from the council at large, of which you are a part. So you are both part of the creation of the transmissions and the receivers of the transmissions. For now, the communications will be voiced through Joan or Milena, as we still require the information to be transmitted and translated. Now take a breath. Place your awareness on the 12 crystalline columns surrounding us that represent the 12 streams of consciousness of a council. These columns are massive and they go from floor to ceiling. With your expanding awareness of your own light, allow yourself to again feel the upshift in the energetics within this chamber. As the non-physical members of the Council of 12 light up the crystalline columns with the luminous radiance of each stream of consciousness. Suspend all rational thought and allow the light frequencies to flow to you as the energetics intensify. Take a breath. Beginning now, you will no longer receive these transmissions through your physical ears, bodies. These transmissions are coded frequencies containing geometries, light, color, and sound codes. As of now, you are receiving these through your consciousness, your light body, and unified field, which will then be translated to your physical body. You may feel the recalibration occurring. Continue to breathe. This magnificent cosmic temple of light is also an acoustical chamber for sound. This chamber, by quantum alchemical means, is now separating and transforming sound frequencies from the words, so that we now receive the fullness of the energetic frequencies as they are carried to you and received by us on sound waves. The sounds are being emitted by and amplified through the entire crystalline light temple, no longer from our voices. You are receiving these frequencies in surround sound from every plasmic crystalline particle that comprises this incredible creation of rarefied and radiant light. Take another breath. There is so much occurring and changing within your consciousness and unified field. Your higher mind has just been activated to never before levels. Has it also expanded? Your ability to hold light and frequencies are unlike anything we have known before these moments. Take another breath. Since we began today, so much has changed. The frequencies you now hold and are immersed in are powerful and will have long-term effects on all of us in ways we cannot even begin to imagine. There is a learning curve in receiving these transmissions, energetics, and communications in this new way. Now that we are occupying a fifth dimensional body awareness, along with the masterful presentations done by the two groups, the quantum foundations are now in place. Be gentle with yourselves as you allow all the energetics that have been transmitted to you today to continue to flow and be integrated. We believe you will be amazed. So let us sit together for another moment, and then we will continue.